This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
We have a very important guest on the phone.
We do.
Stop everything.
Stop everything. We have a Minogue. Yay.
Hello. How are you?
I'm sweating to death, you know, and we've only got you on the phone from Adelaide.
Yes, I've barely woken up. I'm in Adelaide for a show tonight, and then, of course, I'll be coming to Melbourne tomorrow for a show the next night.
Yes, Wednesday down at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. We're so excited. What can we expect this time around, Kylie?
You can expect a really good time. The shows are quite different. It's not as many kind of bells and whistles. I'm not kind of flying in or spinning around or all sorts of things like that. But it's just I absolutely, genuinely love every second of this show. It's so full of emotion and heart and fun. I've got the best band I've ever had, incredible dancers, the team spirit. I mean, I'm making it sound too good, like not like work. I mean, trust me, it's hard work.
Look, we've never been disappointed by a Kylie show yet, let me tell you that.
Well, so it's just a little bit different, but, you know, people are loving it and they're going away really feeling something, and I've got more freedom to just be and just connect with the audience. So it's great. You're going to have a good time.
Well, we definitely are going to have a good time. I'm so excited. I'm trying to get my outfit together. I'll be very close to the front of the stage, so you can wave to me. Yay.
Okay, what are the options? Have you whittled it down?
Well, it's definitely gold, because it has to be in celebration of Golden, and both you and I turning 50 last year, but we shouldn't mention that on air.
That's all right. 25 times 2.
Look, it's been really hard for me to stay off YouTube because I love to be surprised. It's so hard not to look at everybody else's videos out of Sydney and out of Perth. But I am so excited. I cannot wait to get you here to Melbourne.
Thanks. Well, there's loads to look at. And, I mean, even people who are friends of mine who have been a few times, they just love it. And I'm absolutely thrilled. And we've only got 4 more Golden shows to go. That's it. So I'm starting to get a little bit sad now.
Well, you can always come back and do another one. I mean, I've got spare room in my bedroom. I mean, in my house, you know that.
The mini Golden Tour.
Yeah, I'll just remove all my things out of
the Golden Nugget.
Oh, the Golden Nugget, yeah.
Yeah.
And what have we got coming up after Golden, Kylie? Have we got another album in the works?
I don't know. I couldn't say.
A bit of a break, maybe?
Definitely a little break, which I need. It's been, you know, touring is pretty grueling, especially at 25 times 2. but I just, as I just said before, I feel more buoyant and more thrilled with the results than ever. Then I'm going to be preparing the summer shows in Europe.
More of a
greatest hit show. So, yeah, we've got to kind of say goodbye to Golden, which we'll all be a bit sad about doing because we're enjoying it so much, and kind of rest, then gear up and get the next show on the road.
Well, we're so excited for you to bring your Golden concert here to Melbourne. That's going to be on this Wednesday. I've only got 2 more sleeps to go. Am I going to get to hear my favourite song from the album Lifetime to Repair?
Yes, you do.
Oh, we're going to sing along. That's my favourite. I can't stop singing that one at the moment.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. Look, yeah, we've managed to get, like, you know, a number of Golden tracks in there. I think even if audience members aren't totally okay with the new album, the show has a story as a backline. As an audience, you're not really meant to follow it, but you have a sense that there is a narrative throughout the show. All of the dancers have characters. That, again, you may or may not appreciate, but you'll really be aware of. And that's what was important for us, is just to have, to have the backbone that everything else can hang off. It's been a very different way of putting a show together for me.
And who would know the Golden album? Have you been living under a rock, you people? You know, everybody knows it.
I know. Thanks for my number one album. It's incredible.
Well, look, who would have believed it? You know, 30-something years later, you're still hitting the pavement. You're out there selling it on. I don't think they're ever going to stop us. Us people born in Melbourne in 1968, we're going to live forever.
Well, we'll try and leave an imprint anyway.
Look, thank you so much.
A little bit of glitter.
We'll always have plenty of glitter around. Look, thank you so much for taking the time out to give us a call. I know we
That's all right. I've barely got out of bed.
Well, we've been going since 9.
Now, as Melburnian, you should know that half a coffee, I'm not functioning properly yet. I need to finish this and get my second one in. So just a funny, silly little aside on the subject of coffee and Melbourne. A couple of years ago, I flew into Melbourne. My brother picked me up, which was absolutely lovely. And we had to go more or less directly to a meeting. And I said, can we just stop at a cafe first? I really need a coffee. It was flown from London. So we go to some random place. I'm just dying over the coffee, saying, oh, my God, it's so good. So I'm, taste this coffee. He tastes the coffee and he goes, yeah, it's Melbourne.
It's Melbourne.
I went, oh, my God, you're right. Yeah, okay, yeah, of course. So I am that person around the world who's saying, but I'm Australian, you don't understand, we're really picky about that coffee.
Yeah, but it's not all of Australia. Have you ever tried to get a coffee in Brisbane? Oh my God, it's disgusting. It only happens in Melbourne. Yeah.
Oh, you can find a place everywhere in Melbourne, I'm sure.
That's true. Look, Kylie.
Oh, thank you so much for playing such random songs of mine. The tiny bit I heard while I was on hold it's really interesting to me. I think about, you know, all of the efforts it takes to try to get to the song that might become a hit or the mainstream song.
We wanted to dig up all those B-sides and all those live shows that we've done such fantastic versions of the songs in.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for celebrating. I really appreciate it.
The only problem me and Andy had, we had a punch-up about deciding what was going to stay in the list and what had to go. Oh, there were so many.
I think that's like me and everyone doing a tour set list. It's really hard.
Yeah. I think we had 72 hours of Kylie, non-stop Kylie, but Joy said, no, you get 3.
Don't overdo it.
Well, look, we can't wait. Make sure you wave to me. I'll be there screaming, yelling as normal.
I shall look out for you.
And I've got a matching tattoo on the other side now with Danny.
She's fantastic.
Yes, and I'm waiting for one more. I would like Carol to sign down. Yeah, we'll get one more and I'll have the 3 Minogue women.
My mum is so shy. She wants absolutely nothing to do with the limelight. I think you might have to fake it. There's no way he's going to do that.
Well, maybe one day. Look, Kylie, thank you so much. You know, here in Melbourne and especially, the whole world, we love you. We love you, love you.
Yeah. Thank you. That all helps to keep me going. So I'm very thankful. Thanks, guys. Thanks. All right, I'm going to finish my coffee and I'll see you on Wednesday.
Thanks so much. We'll see you then.
All right, lots of love. Bye.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.